Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Hallis Hall. I'm Larry Mayer, along with the pride and joy of Joliet, Illinois, Tom Thayer. And Tom, disappointing loss in the first game. It doesn't get any easier in San Francisco. The Bears generally have been obliterated every time they've gone there since 1985. What's the most challenging thing about going into that environment, especially with them opening a new stadium?
Just regaining your confidence. You have the opportunity of a lifetime. You get to go to that stadium and fight and battle your way back into national prominence by playing on national TV in a national stage. You know, San Francisco is one of 32 NFL teams. They're not unbeatable. So you have to go in there with a confident game plan, understand and look at the film critically from the Buffalo game, and understand the improvements you need to make. Not that you have to make in time, that you need to make this week, and it's all possible.
Let's talk offensive line. Again, I love talking offensive line with you. The Bears were one of three teams last season that started all five starters in each of the 16 games. This year, not so fortunate, it looks like. Looks like they may have a couple of new starters. What's the challenge in that and getting everyone up to speed, especially when they can't hear the calls from the quarterback?
The challenge is over. The challenge ended last week when Brian DeLaPuente and Michael Ola came in the game and played very well. There was no changes of the offense, no changes of the snap count, no changes of the information they were going to be using in the huddle and make use of in the line of scrimmage. So, again, you got to go in there with two guys that are going to start this week that sit at the edge of the bench, chomping at the opportunity, waiting to get in the game. So, whether you're going there with the five starters from last year or two new guys in place this year, I think Aaron Cromer and Pat Myers, the two offensive line coaches, deserve a lot of credit because those guys were ready.
A couple years ago, Colin Kaepernick pretty much torched the Bears with their offense out there in his first NFL start, Monday Night Football game. We remember it well, unfortunately. Yeah. What do the Bears have to do against Colin Kaepernick and the pistol offense Sunday night to beat the 49ers?
Put pressure on the offensive line. Make the offensive line be at their best. And that way, if you can get through those creases, you get through those cracks, you put Colin Kaepernick on the defensive. That's what you have to do, but you have to stay aggressive when you're trying to put him on the defensive. Because when you get Colin Kaepernick and he gets through that first wave of pressure, he still looks downfield and he's looking to identify his targets and throwing for plus yardages.
Tom, I want to pull up the DeLorean and go back to the future here a little bit and talk to you about the Bears playing in 1985 in San Francisco, the last time the Bears won out there. How important was that game? Because I know it kind of sprungboard you guys to the Super Bowl that year.
Yeah, it was a huge game, no doubt about it, because not only did they have a great team, they had success, but they had Bill Walsh, who people were consider the innovator of the West Coast offense. And I think Coach Ditka took it personal, Buddy Ryan took it personal, that they wanted to go out there and show them what the 85 Bears defense is about, what the Bear defense specifically, and how well Walter Payton and our offense can run. And we went out there and ran the ball effectively. Defense played well, and it gave us a huge boost going to the West Coast, winning a game, shipping us back to the Midwest for, you know, what concluded to be a great season.
When you guys lost the 84 championship game there, Guy McIntyre was in the backfield, and that kind of gave Mike Ditka an idea, didn't it?
It gave him a little inspiration to take William Perry, the fridge, the rookie phenom that year, and put him in the backfield. But I know us as offensive linemen, the only thing we thought is make sure you get movement against your defender, else fridge is going to hit you right in the back. And I think it gave us a lot of inspiration to open up the middle.
Great stuff, Tom. Hopefully the Bears will repeat that on Sunday night in San Francisco. He's Thayer, I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.